KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning, I'm Mark Sutter, KJAN News. News brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Currently, we do have cloudy skies, light rain in Atlantic. Temperature reading is at 58 degrees and 13/100ths of an inch of rain overnight up through 7 o'clock this morning. City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee met Tuesday evening to discuss and act on recommending to the full council a severance package for City Administrator Doug Harris. Harris says that he was asked to resign last Thursday, and he agreed his last day of work would be on October 3rd. City Attorney Dave Wiederstein laid out the tentative terms of the severance package, which was essentially what was stipulated in Harris's contract when he came to the city in January of 2010.
The terms are 6 months severance, 6 months pay, health insurance and retirement benefits to continue for 6 months from October 3rd. Doug will be compensated for all accrued and unused vacation and sick time as of October 3rd. And October 3rd is the final date of employment for Doug. And also as part of this agreement, Doug will waive any right to seek unemployment benefits. And there's the standard mutual release of liability.
However, Harris said during the meeting that he does not feel comfortable with the part of the agreement which refers to unemployment benefits.
Because I think in my agreement it doesn't really address unemployment benefits, and I certainly wouldn't, since I'm getting 6 months, I wouldn't apply, and I hopefully never would, although I don't know exactly if I'm going to figure this out or I'm going to have to seek employment, whether I could find it. So I don't know about waiving it forever, but maybe for while the benefits run, certainly I think that would only be fair that I not seek unemployment during that period.
There were a number of people in attendance at the meeting who voiced their concerns over the sudden recent developments. There were also questions by the media with regard to how and when members of the council got together with and without Harris to discuss his resignation. Questions remain as to whether those discussions violated the terms of Iowa's open meeting law. Wiederstein confirmed that Mayor and Harris had discussed the matter, but Committee Chair Kathy Summers denied that there were any other discussions held.
No open meeting laws have been violated, if that's what you're asking.
Harris took over the position in 2010 from Ron Crisp, who retired in December of 2009. He recently butted heads with the mayor and city council over the tax abatement improvements, which the city's legal counsel, Bob Johnston, said cannot legally be retroactive to January of 2014. The mayor and the council, however, chose to make the abatements retroactive and are leaving it up to Cass County Assessor Brendan Nelson to decide if the project qualifies for an abatement, if so, how much. The committee's recommendation will be sent to the city full city council for action during its meeting on October the 1st. KJAN News Time is 7:09.
Who knew with the wind, the hail, and the tornadoes that the 2014 crops would look so promising? And it's important to make sure you get every bit of it you can into the bin. This is Rick at Lindeman Tractor. You can get the most out of harvest when you upgrade to a newer and bigger New Holland CR combine from Lindeman's. Currently, you'll find a good selection of late model CRs from Class 6s to Class 9s. And
when you buy a used New Holland CR combine from Lindeman Tractor, you get more than just a used combine.
You get a combine that is totally cleaned and detailed inside and out.
And it's not just clean. Our service team will have checked out everything, adjusting and fixing anything that could cause a problem when it goes to the field.
Then when it's time to run, we'll come out and get you started, making sure you understand everything about your machine and that you're completely satisfied.
When you buy from Lindeman Tractor, you're buying from a family-owned dealership. And when our name is on it, we stand behind it.
Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
An accident, Tuesday evening in West Des Moines involving a Lenox man is still under investigation. As the Iowa State Patrol reports, 24-year-old Eric Almanza of Lenox was going west on Ashworth Road when his semi was struck by a southbound SUV at the intersection of Ute Avenue. According to the patrol's report, Almanza failed to stop at the stop sign located at the accident intersection. He was taken to Mercy West Lakes Hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Driver of the SUV, identified as 29-year-old Nicholas Gordon of Winterset, and his minor female passenger were both taken by ambulance to Mercy Hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries. An Emerson teen was injured in a single vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon. 15-year-old Cody D. Parker was injured when the car he was driving went off the roadway in the 1900 block of 200th Street. Deputies report that Parker was out of his vehicle when they arrived and had visible bruising to his right eye and a minor abrasion to his lower left abdomen from the seatbelt. Parker told authorities that he had been driving east on 200th Street coming to a school function when he was adjusting his radio and nearly went off the roadway. When he noticed his vehicle drifting towards the ditch, he yanked the steering wheel to the left, causing it to cross the center line and leave the north shoulder. The vehicle continued east on the shoulder of the roadway until he struck a driveway, causing the vehicle to become airborne for a short period of time into a yard where he struck a light pole owned by David and Wayne Bailey, shearing it off. Parker indicated that he did lose consciousness briefly. When he came to, he contacted his parents. No citations were issued in the accident. Damage to the Parker vehicle listed at $7,000 and $1,500 to the light pole. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Red Oak Police Department, as well as the Red Oak Fire and Rescue. A notable man was arrested on numerous traffic violations after a traffic stop in Guthrie County officials last week. Robert Brummer was stopped for a traffic violation in Stewart, and during the course of the stop, it was discovered to have a suspended driver's license and was found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia and controlled substances. Since the traffic stop took place in Adair County, Brummer was arrested and booked into the Adair County Jail on numerous traffic violations and three drug violations, including possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, second offense, and second offense, possession of methamphetamine. Guthrie County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Stewart Police Department. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
When you buy a used New Holland CR Combine from Lineman Tractor, you get more than just a used combine.
You get a combine that is totally cleaned and detailed, inside and out.
And it's not just clean. Our service team will have checked out everything, adjusting and fixing anything that could cause a problem when it goes to the field.
Then when it's time to run, we'll come out and get you started, making sure you understand everything about your machine and that you're completely satisfied.
When you buy from Lineman Tractor, you're buying from a family-owned dealership.
So isn't it time you looked into upgrading to a newer or bigger CR Combine from Lineman? Your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
And looking at funeral notices for today on this Wednesday, Dorothy A. Peterson, 94, of Harlan, died Saturday in Harlan. Funeral services for Dorothy Peterson will be held 10:30 today at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Albert Wetzel, 92, of Bayard, died early Friday at his home. Services for Albert Wetzel will be held 10:30 Thursday at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has the arrangements. Mary L. Whalert of 77 of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Mary Whalert will be held 10:30 Thursday at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Christopher D. Finken, 41 of Omaha, formerly of Harlan, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Christopher Finken will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald D. Holloway, 56 of Harlan, died at his residence on Saturday in Harlan. Funeral services for Donald Holloway will be held Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan, who also has the arrangements. Glenn O. Christensen, 92 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Glenn O. Christensen will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Alta Bernice Hansen, 94 of Council Bluffs, died Monday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Alta Hansen will be held 10:30 Friday at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Leona Leslie, 97 of Avoca, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. As funeral services for Mary Leslie will be held 1:30 Friday at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. Louise Chehock, 79 of Audubon, died September 9th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Louise Chehock will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Jean M. Steffen, 83 of Greenfield, died August 12th in Stewart. Celebration of Life services will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Andrews Memorial Room at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center in Greenfield. Those attending are asked to wear red, which was Jean's favorite color. Dune Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lois May Drake, 90 of Stewart, died September 9th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life service for Lois May Drake will be held Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news today brought to you by Lindeman Tractor is good news for you blues.